more news, sport and weather. Be watching NBN News tonight at 6.
I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energise the country.
Well, I've patted it a few times out the front of council offices. It's a good pig. It's a good looking pig.
I'm working out how you make two ends meet.
He's Phil Skint. Where's the tissues? My God.
Now, here is Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Well, we begin just up the road at Taree, where this week we saw a devastating incident.
A truck carrying hundreds of cases of beer has crashed near Taree, spilling cartons of VB across the road.
Oh dear, yes, there were thousands and thousands of smashed beer cans strewn everywhere across the Pacific Highway. It was like taking a glimpse into Steve's recycling bin on a Sunday morning. Thankfully, the truck driver is okay, but as for his load of VB cans, they didn't survive. Now, in the wake of this crash, there was an outpouring of grief and an outpouring of jubilation. Never have I seen such a split in public opinion on whether Vic Bitter is liquid gold or cat urine. Who knew VB was so divisive, Tanya and Steve? The reaction on Facebook to this beer truck crash was overwhelming. There were people like Trevor who said it was a tragic day and that his heart was saddened.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Josh, who believes VB is the nectar of gods, calling this accident an Australian tragedy. Warren wondered why there was so much sadness in the world. Maurice said the five Christian patron saints of beer would be weeping. And then there were the VB drinkers who sadly had to witness the carnage on the side of the highway.
Not the beer! No! Yes!
So that was one side of the fence, heartbroken at the loss of these VB tinnies. But then there were those who were actually delighted to see so many litres of Victoria Bitter go down the drain. Sharon called it natural selection. Jim said this load of VB was simply returning to its origin, the sewer. A bit rough. And then there was Kevin. Tanya and Steve, Kevin was concerned that some paint shop would no longer be getting its shipment of paint stripper. A bit harsh. Anyway, let's head to America and in Alaska this week, where they've been celebrating something a little different, something called Fat Bear Week.
To prepare for hibernation, bears in Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve are packing on the pounds.
The National Park Service has turned it into an annual contest. The park's chubbiest bears are pitted against one another in head-to-head matchups.
So there's a public vote online where you decide which brown bear you think is the largest in the Katmai National Park. They get matched against each other and then they whittle it down to the final two and then the ultimate winner. Some people get their kicks playing fantasy football. Well, in Alaska, they play Fat Bear Week. Which bear is the chubbiest? And what a great competition this is, being rewarded for essentially eating as much as you can, doing as little exercise as possible so you can hibernate in your den by yourself for months on end. I'm sorry, Steve. Only bears can enter Fat Bear Week.
Now, what we get today?
Alcoholic, hairy and fat.
Now, the winner of this year's Fat Bear Week was number 435, a working mum bear called Holly, who is the ultimate 10-ton Tessie, the queen of the flab, the chunkiest of them all. Holly is more than prepared for hibernation, stacking on a huge amount of kilos, living by the mantra, eat more, move less. In fact, Holly, the Fat Bear Week winner, is so large, a local bear viewing guy, Drew, says when you look at Holly, it's like she's getting fatter before your very eyes. And as a professional bear watcher, he's never seen a bear so fat. Drew says, and I quote, "It's almost like the river got higher when Holly went into the water to catch a fish." It's one big bear. But let's stay in the wild, shall we, and head up to Queensland. And something very strange, Tanya and Steve, has been going on in the Glasshouse Mountains near Brisbane this week. The area has a number of walking tracks very popular with runners. But there's one jogger in particular this week who has been causing quite a stir. You see, this bloke is wearing nothing more than steel cap boots and a lacy pink G-string. This very confident man, who is quite fit, mind you, has been spotted several times by other joggers, really not wearing much more than a smile. Basically, you can see what he had for breakfast. Now, apparently, he has his clothes in his hand, so he does have clothing to wear. He's just decided it would be best to run around in his G-banger. Steve, I didn't know you liked to run. Sorry, Steve. That's the last one. Now, a fellow runner called Marie, as you can imagine, was quite put off by this cheeky jogger, and she actually reported him to police. They looked into the case of the scantily clad runner, but Senior Sergeant Richard Downey says, and I quote, "While it is bizarre, he's not necessarily doing anything illegal." Now, another runner, Erica, says she actually spoke to the pink lacy thong-wearing jogger and he apologised for having to see him so exposed, saying it was all because he'd lost a bet, so that makes a bit of sense. However, Erica's friend said she went running in the Glasshouse Mountains a few days later, and guess who was back? Old mate had returned, and this time he was wearing an orange G-string. Not pink, he was orange. He's got a collection of brightly coloured thongs. There you go, it's in Queensland. That's my look back at the week that was.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Sorry, Steve.
I don't know whether to laugh or go to HR.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very tough.
What have you done to Dave this week?
Not enough.
Thank you, Dave. There's Dave's look back at the week that was. Thanks to NBN News. For more news, sport and weather, make sure you watch NBN News tonight at 6 o'clock.